Praise the Lord and good evening. We want to welcome you here at Elim Networks. I am your host, Bishop Lamont A. Jordan, and this is Controversial Talk. Tonight we're going to be talking about a continuation of a topic that we've been talking about, praise the Lord. And we don't have a lot of time, so we don't want to waste no time, praise the Lord. So all comments and phone calls and so forth will be taken after I finish my lesson. I'm going to go right into the lesson, praise the Lord, so don't waste a lot of time, all right? Now, we've talked about fornication, we've talked about masturbation, and we've talked about how these particular things are not sins imputable unto condemnation. Amen. Tonight, we're going to talk about homosexuality. Homosexuality is what we're talking about tonight. Amen, somebody. I want to talk to the church for a second. And I want to say this as a message to the church. Ignorance must be buried, and the reality of the fact must be known. And the reality of the fact that must be known is that homosexuality is here to stay, and it is not going away, no matter what you say. Let's get into our lesson. We're going to be reading from the book of Galatians, Galatians 3rd chapter, verse 28, and it reads, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. Y'all heard that? There's no more, there's no male, there's no female. Amen. Let's get right to the lesson. Listen, I want to talk about two verses, two verses that sin bashers like to use to make a person feel convicted and make them feel like they are doing something for God. Amen. Well, mostly it's self-righteous people that use these scriptures. And I'm talking about the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, and I'm talking about 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Now, I want to talk about the book of Galatians, first of all. Amen. And I want to deal with these two passages of scriptures. Amen. And I want to talk about Galatians 5:18 first. And I want to show you how what the church uses to bash, Paul is actually using it to try to convince the Christians in Galatians, he's trying to use this scripture to tell them to stay away from the law. He's not trying to say that, he is saying that if you're doing these sins, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. But he's not saying in the sense that the church uses it. What Paul is actually saying is one thing. He said, listen, if you look at the book of Galatians, you see that from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 5, Paul is always trying to convince the Galatians to stay away from the law because he was teaching grace unto the church, and there were those that were stepping in trying to put law on the believers. So Paul, from the Galatians 1, you would always hear him say things like, you know, after faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. He would say that because he's trying to convince these Galatians that they're not under the law. He would say something like, he said, I do not frustrate the grace of God, because if righteousness comes from the law, hello somebody, then Christ's death is in vain. Praise the Lord. So Paul was always trying to use the book of Galatians to convince the Galatians that they are not under the law. And now when we get to chapter 5 and verse 18, where he's beginning to use these different sins to tell people you will not inherit the kingdom of God if you do these things, he said, they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So what he's basically trying to tell the church is that, listen, stay away from the law. We are under grace. But now, if you want to be under the law, you self-righteous people think you're going to carry the law. Well, let me tell you something. And he began to name all these sins that the law reveals, amen. And he began to try to tell the Galatians, listen, you don't want to be under the law, because if you're under the law, you will not inherit the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, amen. Because the law identifies these sins. Now, remember, we had the lesson about what sin is, right? It's the breaking of the law, but we are no longer under the law, amen. So listen here, 5th chapter, verse 1, Paul brings it all together. And he tried to tell them so vigorously how to stay away from the law. Now, he says like this. He says, stand fast, therefore. Now, the word therefore means that I've told you something prior to what I'm about to tell you now. So he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be ye not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. So what is Paul saying? You want to be entangled in the yoke of bondage? Well, look at these sins. These are the sins that's under the yoke of bondage. And if you're under these sins, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. That's what he said. He said, he that doeth these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, the next scripture I want to deal with, amen, is a scripture that is totally taken out of context. It's similar to this one, but it's a little different. In Galatians 5, And 19 does not mention homosexuality, but it does mention it in 1 Corinthians 6 chapter and verses 9 and 10. Amen. But the thing about it is that the self-righteous people will use this scripture to badger you, to put fear into you, to condemn homosexuality, when this scripture has nothing to do with condemning the Christian. Again, what Paul is saying in this here particular scripture is the same thing. He's saying, listen, he said, first of all, he said, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, you have to understand something. You are righteous, so he's not talking to you. For all have sinned and come short of God's glory. But you are just, right? Freely, right? Through the grace of God, through Jesus Christ. So that is, he's not talking to you. He's talking to people that are not saved. Because, see, self-righteous people, they'll read verses 9 and verses 10, but for some reason they cannot make it to verse 11, because see, verse 11 cleans up 9 and 10. It lets them know. He says, the verse 11 says it like this. After he says about all these sins of fornication, adultery, unrighteous people, they won't inherit the heart. But what he's saying is this. Verse 9 clears it up. And this goes for Galatians also. And it says these words. It says like this. And such was some of you. But listen to this. He said, but now you are washed. See, he didn't say go get washed. You know, he said, but now you are washed. See, they don't say that because they want to condemn you. See, they don't say that. See, now you are washed. And then it says, now you are sanctified and you are what? Justified. Hello, somebody. So now I want you to understand that this scripture, when Paul says, amen, in 5:19, Galatians 5:19, he says, the works of the flesh are made manifest, which are these. And then he goes on to tell you what sin. But if you interpret what he said, what he basically was saying is this. The things that are condemnable by the law are these. Now, we know that we're not under the law. And if we're not under the law, these things are not condemning us. But it's condemning those Galatians that want to be under the law. Are y'all getting this yet? There were people coming trying to teach the Galatians to live under grace and to live under law also. And you cannot do that. And that's why Paul said, stand fast, therefore, after I have taught you that you're not under the law, huh? He said, stand fast. He said, I don't understand. What is it? I've taught you grace, and now people are coming teaching you law, and you're going to leave grace to go back to the law? No. So anyway, I wanted to clear those two things up. Those two scriptures have nothing to do with sending anyone to hell because of sin. First of all, Galatians is trying to get the Galatian church to understand that they are not under the law, and if they're under the law, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because these sins will be applicable to them. Amen. And now Corinthians 6 chapter, 1 Corinthians 6 chapter, the hypocritical, self-righteous Christians, they will read to you verses 9 and verses 10. And I never understood why can't they read verse 11? But because verse 11 glorifies God. Verse 11 shows the love of God. Verse 11 receives and accepts everyone. For it said just like that. For such were some of you, but now ye are washed. Now ye justified. Hello, somebody. I'm not going to waste no more time with that there. All right. I want to talk about the homosexuality now. Amen. And I want to leave some time. I want to leave time for callers to call in. I want you to call in. Come on, call in, y'all. Call in with your questions. Call in and tell me I got a big head. Call in. Just call in. Come on, call in, y'all. I want you to call in. You have friends that are gay? You have friends that are lesbian? Let them call in. Give your comments. Now, I want you to understand that these verses that the church uses to condemn you, they take them all out of context. And by taking them all out of context, that's what they use that to scare tactics, to scare you. All right, let's talk a little bit about homosexuality. Number one, the church says, or many people say, that a homosexual person has to change before they can get saved. No, they gotta repent before they can get saved. Well, let me say something. That's not true. One question. Okay. We have a gay person, okay? A gay person is a man. Is a man with feminine ways, okay? And the church says they got to stop them feminine ways. Listen, you were born with a sense to sense when you're hunger, when you're hungry. No one's telling you to change that. People were born the way they were born, whether it was God's plan or not, it's not their fault. Okay, I want to get down to this here, but I want to leave some space for callers. Listen, I want to tell you people that's always bashing gays and talk about they got to change. I want to ask you a question. Gays, you say they got to change. Lesbians, you say they got to change. Okay, because gays got their private parts to match their masculinity. Lesbians got their private parts to match their, you know, whatever. But now what do we do with transgenders? You see what I'm saying? What do we do with transgenders? And transgenders, a person that looks like a man physically and might have a vagina. Or it could be a woman physically but have a penis. Now, do you tell that person to cut their penis off and make a hole for a vagina? Or do you tell that person to grow up? What do you do? What do you say? I got a better one for you. She lady, she men. A she man is a person that has a physical face or body as a woman, but they have a penis. And wait a minute. Not only do they have a penis, they have a penis. And also, they have a vagina. They have two organs. Now, when you tell them they got to change, what are they going to change into? So, again, I ask you, if they look like a woman, but they have both organs, do you tell them to cut the penis off and keep the vagina? Or what do you tell them? What is my point? We just read it. Galatians says, there is neither male nor female in the sight of God, in God's eyes. I'm not talking about man. I'm not talking about hypocritical man. I'm talking about, you see, you got to know God for yourself. This is why you've got to know God for yourself. You have to know who you are in God. If you don't know who you are in God, people will tell you anything. Hello. In God's eye, he does not see male and he does not see female. Hello, somebody. I know what God's plan is. I know God's plan was. But whose fault that everything got screwed up and got messed up? It wasn't nobody's fault. It was Adam and Eve's fault. Everything that is unnatural, came from the same sin that Adam and Eve brought into the world. Hello, somebody. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Stop bashing gays. Stop bashing lesbians. Stop bashing these people because, listen, sin is sin, and Jesus Christ died for all sin. Is that right? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus Christ died for all sin. I have some things I want to cover, but I really want to open up that telephone line, and I want somebody to just come on and call. I want to read one more scripture. Galatians 5:18, it says like this. If this is to let you know that what I was saying is true, I want you to understand that when Paul wrote this here about not inheriting the kingdom of heaven, he was trying to convince the Galatians to stay away from the law, and he was actually using that verse to tell them of the condemnation they would come into if they want to apply the law to themselves. Amen. And it says like this, Galatians 5:18, it says, if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. You see, the context of that whole scripture, the context is the law, getting away from the law. And that's why chapter 5 and 1 says, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be ye not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to ask y'all again. Amen. I want to ask you again. What are they supposed to do? It's easy for you to say go change. Huh? Because you're not living that. You can't say what it's about, how it is, because you're not living that. You wasn't born homosexual. And then you have homosexual children and you're condemning your own children out of ignorance. That's why I said, church, ignorance must be buried and the reality of the fact must be known. And the reality of the fact is homosexuality is here to stay and it is not going away no matter what you say. So we ought to just deal with it with the love of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Because Jesus said, he said, the Father has not sent me into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might save. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. So listen, I want you to understand. Amen. The lines are open. Anybody want to call? Come on, call in. If not, I'll keep on talking. Amen. Listen, I want you to understand. God is not condemning you for being who you are. Amen, somebody. I don't see no liars in the closet. I don't see no thieves in the closet. So why is that the homosexual has been hiding in the closet? Hello, somebody. It's just hypocritical of the church to condemn homosexuality just because they don't like it. Are you hearing me tonight? Praise the Lord. It's hypocritical for the church to talk about any kind of sin because Jesus said it like this. He said, he that is without sin, cast the first stone. Can you do it? Can you do it? Well, why are you talking about sin? Hello, somebody. Why can't you talk about the love of God? Sin has no power. We give sin so much power. I don't understand the church. The Bible said that sin shall not have dominion over us, but all we do is talk about sin. Sin, 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 sin. What's your problem? Do you think that you're so holy than thou that you have no sin? Yeah, all right. You don't smoke. That's good. You don't dope. That's good. But look in your deepest closet. Something's in there. Now, I may not see it, but when you go behind them closed doors, whoo, something's there. Because otherwise, Jesus don't know what he's talking about. Is you saying that? Huh? Take the beam out of your own eye. Yeah, but listen, love from above is unto all. It's not just unto you that think because you got the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues, and you go to church, and you wear your long dresses, and you wear your suit and ties, and you know the scriptures, it's not just for you. For God so loved the world, it's for everyone. If they never step a foot in church, it's for them also. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We have to start getting intelligent. We have to start showing the love of God. Well, you know, God loved them, but he don't love the sin. He don't love your sin either. But you think you're going to make it in because you're not gay? No. Praise the Lord. Come on, y'all. Anyone wants to call in, come on, call in with your questions. Amen. Praise the Lord. 347-989-8374. Elam Network. Amen. Praise the Lord. Controversial talk. That's what we're talking about tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're here tonight, amen, talking about simple things that makes a difference in somebody's life. Amen. You know, if I say like that, I really think that any church that don't have at least one gay person or one lesbian person is not a church, as far as I'm concerned. It is not a church. We should be going out there trying to find people that feel rejected from the church. Because the church makes folks feel rejected, and that's why a lot of folks don't just want to come to church. Amen, somebody. Are you understand what I'm saying? Huh? God loves everyone. He's not looking at whether you're homosexual. He understands. That's what the Bible tells us. I said this so many times. Huh? The Bible says, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than the heart, and he knows all things. When our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. Amen, somebody. So you see, you're gay, you're lesbian, walk with your head up high. Go to any church. You want to find out whether the church is of God? Walk in there and see if they give you that same love they give a person that's not gay or that's not lesbian. That's how you find out whether God is really there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let us walk in love. The Bible says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we then have communion one with another. Amen? And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen, somebody. In every video I do, I express that God's love is for all. Amen. So next time you want to talk about a gay person or a lesbian person and talk about they have to change, keep in mind, a person that's a she-man, what are they supposed to change into? A rocket ship? What are they supposed to change into? They got both organs. They got a penis and they got a vagina. What are they supposed to do? A freak of nature? I don't care what it is. You can call it what you want to call it. You still got to love it. Why? Because it has a soul. No, I don't want them in my church. Then you don't have a church. That's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. You have a church. Maybe that's the problem because you have a church. Praise the Lord. So anyway, praise the Lord. We thank God for this little message. I would like to expound a little more on this, but amen, time is not allowing me. And praise the Lord, I'm leaving time for callers, to listeners to call in, praise the Lord, with any questions. But praise the Lord, seems like no one wants to call in. So maybe I should have just continued, amen, with the teaching. Amen, somebody. But anyway, we got about a few more minutes, praise the Lord. So I want you to understand what the book of Galatians was all about. See, the hypocrite and the self-righteous preacher, he'll get before you, or she'll get before you, or they'll get before you. Yes, they'll get before you, and they'll start talking about, the Bible says a lot of things. And if you take it out of context, you can make it say whatever you want it to say. Hello, somebody. That's why we need to study the word. A lot of us just read the word. We don't study. We let people bash us. We let people make us feel bad. Listen, I am for the rejected. I remember one time I was being talked about on Facebook. Amen. Praise the Lord. And even this prophetess, amen, I forgot her name. What was her name? Lynette something, praise the Lord. Lynette something, I forgot her name. But anyway, she didn't prophesy, but she said maybe God is calling you to the rejected. And I get the thought, and I went to prayer, Lord, is this what's going on here? Because my heart goes out for the rejected, because I know that God loves everyone. He doesn't love just some. This is like the song said, what the world needs now is lovely love, not just for some, but for everyone. This is the love of God, and this is the love that everyone needs to apply. How can he be gay and be in the choir? Well, can he sing? Can she sing? Why can he be gay and pastor? Don't they know the word? Is the Holy Ghost limited to a vessel? I mean, he could use a mute. Hello? I mean, after all, it's God's plan, not yours. You know, many times I feel that, you know, you people out there that always looking for a perfect church, a perfect world, you need to go create a world for yourself. And then we have people that you want in it. But this is God's world. The Bible said the earth of the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, it belongs to God. It don't belong to you. And if you're tired of it, praise the Lord. We have to have love for everyone. You cannot. God, the Bible says God's not respected person. God, he's not respected person. He has no respected person. He loves everyone. And this is the attribute that we ought to have. Love for everyone, for everyone. Don't be alienating people because of what they are. You can never understand what a homosexual is or what they go through. Amen. The scorn and the abuse, the verbal abuse. And the church is the first one that ought to have this kind of love and understanding to wrap their arms around them and let them know they have a safe place to go, amen, when they're feeling down or when they feel. But you come to the church is the first one. The other day, pastor put them out of the church. I don't care how many times you spoke to the person, your rules and your regulations ought to line up with the love of God. I don't care what rules you have in your church. Your rules ought to line up with the love of God. And if it doesn't line up with the love of God, then it's your church. Just like that. Just like Jesus told the Pharisees. Yeah, you make my commandments a non-avoid, so you can put your traditions on top of the commandments of God. This is what's happening in the church today. We have lost, some of us, not all of us, but some of us have lost the love of God for tradition. Amen. You lost the love of God. You forgot about what love is. And you're just focusing on what people are. Again, I'll say, church, ignorance must be buried. And the reality of the fact must be known. And the reality of the fact is, homosexuality is here to stay and is not going away no matter what you say. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I think we have a few more minutes and it seems like no one wants to call in or if you wrote me, amen, if you wrote a comment on Facebook, praise the Lord, when I get it, I'll return the comment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, we got 90 seconds to get up out of here. This here red cup made me famous. Somebody asked me, what you got in a red cup? I said, none of your business. That's right, none of your business. And if I wasn't on broadcast, I'll tell you what kind of none of your business is. We're going to be nice tonight, praise God. Listen, love your neighbor as thyself. Wrap your arms around someone and let them know that they are loved by God and by you. You are not a good Christian if you criticize homosexuals. Homosexuals are who they are, and that's that. God's not changing them. God's not asking them to change. And if God changes them, I'm out of here. If God changes them, it's to perform a miracle, a miraculous miracle, just like giving the eye sight to the blind, same thing. Y'all get out of here, and I'm getting out of here. And praise the Lord until next week. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about what makes a person a self-righteous hypocrite. Amen. And in Jesus' name, praise the Lord, we're going to be here at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., praise the Lord, Eastern Standard Time. And amen, we're going to be here talking about what makes a person a self-righteous hypocrite. God bless you. Love the homosexual. Love the lesbian. Love everyone. just like yourself. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Bishop Jordan saying adios. Bye-bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got about 4 seconds, I think. Amen. No calls, huh? No one called. I don't know if anyone called. Maybe I missed it or something, but praise the Lord. Y'all, next time you call, 347-989-8374. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll be here ready to receive your call. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. I guess we're over.